This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
And when it came to the worship of many different gods and idols, there were some chief idols in Arabia and its surroundings. And Allah mentions some of them in the Quran. These are the most famous ones. Well, these are the ones that Allah has mentioned. The most famous ones are أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّى وَمَنَاةَ الثَّالِثَةَ الْأُخْرَى. Allah mentions in Surah Al-Najm that what? أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّى. Do you see Lat, Uzza, and the third Manat? Lat, Uzza, and Manat were three famous goddesses. They weren't just gods, but goddesses of Arabia. And these were considered some of the greatest goddesses and idols. Whole tribes were devoted to these goddesses. And they were female goddesses. And quite blasphemously, they were attributed to Allah as being Allah's daughters. So, Lat, Uzza, and Manat were described as being the daughters of Allah. There were other gods as well, many, throughout Arabia. Though not mentioned in the Quran, there were some gods from the time of... There was another one from the time of Arabia, from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from before, which is mentioned, Ba'al. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَدْعُونَ بَعْدًا وَتَذَرُونَ أَحْسَنَ الْخَالِقِينَ. What do you call out to Ba'al? And you abandon or you leave aside the best of all creators, the best of creators, Allah. So these are four that are mentioned, and there are five other gods, or shall we say idols, mentioned from the time of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, mentioned in Surah Nuh, where Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعٌ وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَصْرًا. And they said, do not abandon your gods, and do not abandon Wad, and Suwa', and Yaghuth, and Ya'uq, and Nasr. So these are nine idols mentioned in the Qur'an. Lat, Uzza, Manat, Ba'al, Wad, Suwa', Yaghuth, Ya'uq, and Nasr. Apart from these ones actually identified in the Qur'an, there were countless others, other gods and idols. The most famous one in the Kaaba was Hubal. And this was a god referred to by Abu Sufyan after the Battle of Uhud, where he said, U'lu Hubal. And many of them would call out to Hubal. So Hubal was one famous god. But it wasn't just a question of 9 or 10. Arabia, as well as other parts of the world, were filled with many gods and idols and goddesses. And things had become so bleak and so ridiculous, even amongst the Arabs, that every tribe had a god, a super goddess or a super god, and then every clan had a god. Sometimes a family would have its own unique, specific idol. And this is actually documented, that when the Arabs would travel, they used to, when they would break off their journey and dismount and prepare to retire for the night or for a short while, the Arabs would gather 4 stones. 3 would be used as the base or the foundation for their cauldron and their pot. And the 4th would become their temporary idol. So 3 stones for cooking and 1 stone for worshipping. And they would actually worship that stone, and when they would rise to resume their journey, they would abandon their cooking stones and they'd abandon their temporary god and stone. In fact, again, it's documented that they would actually... There was one god that was made out of flour. So again, it was temporary. They would just simply knead dough, carve or form an idol from the dough, worship it, and then... When it had expired its need and usefulness, they would actually cook it. And then they would worship sweetmeats. Now, these may all sound quite humorous and far-fetched, but this is actually documented in Arabian literature. So, this is how bleak and ridiculous the situation had become when it came to worshipping gods, goddesses, stones and idols. Apart from, now some may scoff at such worship, but over time others have themselves, whilst claiming to be monotheistic, whilst claiming to make religion and worship exclusive for Allah, they have, apparently on a lesser scale, but with equal gravity as far as the Qur'an is concerned, they have also been guilty of polytheism. So the worshipping or the excessive veneration of icons, or ascribing partners to Allah, or children to Allah, male or female, and worshipping them. In the view of the Qur'an, all of these forms of worship, besides the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are equally condemned in the Qur'an. And this is what we see in the surah. It only contains four verses. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. Yet, every one of these verses excludes and precludes the possibility of any other type or form of deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, the alone, and the unique.